Good morning. Good morning. I'm Nancy Barrow, and this is the Beat of Connecticut on Hot 93.7, hot93.7.com. This is a podcast, and we focus on community. And joining me today is a friend of mine, the CEO, Kareem Moody, of Habitat for Humanity, which I think does the best job on the planet. It's located on Charter Oak in Hartford, and I'm just happy to have you in here.
Nancy, it's a pleasure, as always, to be here. I'm looking forward to catching up.
We were talking off the air for a while about what's going on with the coronavirus and how you are my last guest for Beat of Connecticut until further notice. I was happy that you at least got in under the whole thing, under seclusion.
No, definitely, and I appreciate it, and I understand. I understand that this is, you know, we have to be proactive. We can't be passive about this. This, you know, it has the tendency or the capacity to be, you know, very devastating to our country, and so we have to be proactive.
We don't really know much about it, you know, and I think that after we found out that the basketball season is over, the NBA canceled their season because one of the players had coronavirus. And when we found out that Tom Hanks got it, I feel like we all are like, oh, okay, so real people can get this.
Yes.
Like, people can really get this. I think we all knew that Italy was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But even this company, our company, Entercom, is changing how they do business. And it's just an interesting, very fluid kind of arrangement with coronavirus. And I think people are like, okay, so this is serious. So we've got to change how we do business right now, at least for a little while. So I know that you guys are trying to do and figure out how to navigate this too with Habitat. So, because you are a public company just like we are.
Yes. When it first started to happen, I started doing all the research, and I'm like, how can I figure this out? We host about 4,000 volunteers plus a year.
Right.
And we don't know where they've been. We don't know where they've traveled from. And in many cases, you know, that's not a question that you typically ask. And so it was like, okay, how do we address this? How do we get in front of it?
It's crazy.
And then we really made a strategic decision and said, okay, let's keep just our crew leaders on board. This is a small team. We know exactly they can communicate with us.
Yeah, and you know where they've been.
Right, definitely.
You know where they've been, and that's the containment situation.
Definitely.
Because you don't know, like, some people's kids may have traveled or whatever, and it's crazy how it all works out. Or somebody's wife could have gone somewhere and come home, and you just don't know.
You just don't know.
You don't know. And that's why, like, our business, like I said, that Kareem Moody is my last guest for Beat of Connecticut for a while, so the podcast will probably be, we're going to be doing older podcasts until we can contain it. And this company wanted to do it out of an abundance of safety for everybody as well, because this is a public company, you know.
Definitely.
And it's interesting. It's very interesting how things are going to change for people.
You know, just the idea that the first thing you do when you see someone you know, you
shake
give them
your
a
hands
hug,
or
you shake
hug.
A hand, and this is the reality. You have to train yourself now to think about it and say, I can't. I just have to give you a nice, good eye contact.
Yes,
and
that's
say,
what we did.
That's what we did.
We did the air bump.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I got you.
Hi, Kareem. But you're right. It's very weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird
definitely.
Little time in our country, and I think everybody's trying to navigate. But it's very interesting. So let's talk about what's going on in Habitat. So April stuff, are you canceling April stuff? What are you doing
now? What we've done is all of our events scheduled for next week into March are canceled.
Okay.
Are canceled.
Okay.
And what we're doing is primarily just working with our small core of volunteers that are crew leaders that we know that they've agreed to come on board. Some of those are on the elderly side, so we ask those that please respect seeing what's going on right now. And as soon as we know and we're comfortable, we will open the doors. But, you know, next week we have to make some decisions in regards to our restores.
And your women build.
And our women build and our activities. And, you know, you never think about just how many people you're touching.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis. Even our restore in Bloomfield, foot traffic is usually in the hundreds in one day.
Yeah, so you really have to.
You really have to think about that. And,
yes.
You know, you can say, oh, we have hand wipes. Oh, we have sanitizers. Oh, we disinfected. But the question is, you know, what is the priority? And like I said to my staff when we had our kickoff in the beginning of the month is your life is more important.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Than this. You know, our mission, and I really go out, my heart goes out to the nonprofits who have to decide, you know, especially if they're in the front line terms of nonprofit, like they're actually working with the homeless or they're working with children that are having some family difficulties. That's a very critical service.
It is critical.
And so for us, we can make the decision.
Meals on wheels.
Meals on wheels.
Things all that stuff. Yeah. You know, when you're trying to reach a population that is, you know, that can't come out or you're trying to go, and you just don't know. Do you talk to the rest of the habitats around the country or how do you?
Definitely. Okay. So Habitat International, very much on the forefront, sent a correspondence last week and said all of our international travel has been canceled for staff. Then just this Tuesday night or Monday night, sent another correspondence and said, you know, the local affiliates have to decide what is in
what
your
is
best.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, the warning was be on the cautious side.
Sure.
And
yes.
Debate what is what. So for our affiliate, we definitely said, okay, the last tail end of March, we will postpone events and then we will revisit in April.
And I think that's fair because we don't know.
Right.
And 2 weeks is like the safe gauge, right?
Right.
I think that's what everybody's saying about this coronavirus. We can't let people into the studio anymore, you know? And it's very interesting how we're trying to limit and negotiate something that we've never had to negotiate before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting when you're with the public, how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But Habitat is such a hands-on situation, you know? You know, and you have like, it's just, you just don't know. It's so crazy. Oh my goodness. So, and Women Build, I've always loved the idea of Women Build. I just love that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most enjoyable fundraiser events that we have, primarily because, you know, last year we had about 600-700 women on site. Either they were building, they were being snack providers, they were doing site hosting, they were ambassadors, and to have that diverse group.
I know, it's
from,
so good.
You have business, you have nonprofits, you have civic groups, you have teachers and professors, and they're all coming together and they're building.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, you know, on our site this year, hopefully Diana is our construction supervisor and she's leading Women Build. Very
so
happy.
Good.
If you haven't, she was on the news recently.
Yeah.
But Diana will be supervising that site in Bristol. And just looking forward to that opportunity. And I'm hoping that we get to that point regardless. You know, I'm hoping that we get to that point where we're healthy and we can host Women Build.
Of course.
And you might.
I think you just kind of wait.
We'll, yeah,
you take
definitely.
A wait and see. And hopefully
definitely.
Things will get contained and we'll know more. And hopefully the country will figure it out. We're all like crossing our fingers. It's like, wow, we have so many things that we got to do. And then we're like, can we? I don't know. We don't know.
We'll
yeah. I mean, I think that you're being the CEO, you know how to make things safe for people.
Definitely. You know? And, you know, I think, you know, probably by the second week of April, we'll be able to blast out and say, okay, this is our strategy.
Yeah.
Or we're going to postpone it until June.
Yeah.
But the reality is we really still want to get the word out that this program exists.
Yes.
And it's an opportunity for you to, you know, we've had folks come out and they've learned how to put down flooring or they've learned to properly paint. Like everybody thinks they can paint.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a learning curve to say, oh, this is how you paint and you don't have, you know, streams and telltale
streams,
signs
yeah.
of how you painted or where you went and where your goofs were. So, you know, I encourage folks to come out, see, experience it, give us a call, and we'll take it from there.
And one of the things that I love about Women Build is that I worked for Habitat down in New Orleans after Katrina, and we went down and I had a friend and we did a not-for-profit. So we would bring skilled construction workers from here down there because our first year after Katrina, the two of us, we were like, I don't even, like, we hammered and stuff and we did some stuff. But by the end of the week, I was like, I just got into a groove and I was like, oh, I know what I'm doing now. So I was like, imagine if we had really skilled workers here, they could probably put up a house in a week.
Right.
You know, they could really get the framing up. And they did. So we did it for 3 years. And so I think Habitat is just the most amazing thing. The experience you get, and it really does train you kind of or let you have the ability to say, hey, I could really fix some stuff around my house. Like, I'm pretty handy.
Definitely.
You know, and
definitely.
I feel that it's an experience that most women should go out and do. If you haven't done that, I feel like Habitat is, and besides, you just make really good friends. You meet the most interesting people, I feel.
Definitely. And, you know, I think one of the things is, you know, the fact that you learn to get, and we always say when you come on site, you don't have to know, because we're going to teach you how. We're going to teach you how to do it safely.
Right.
And we're going to make sure that you understand why and how to do it. So it's not just do this and hit that nail. We're going to explain that we're going to build on center.
Yep.
Here's the mark. And as long as your nails hit within this stud, then we know that the sheetrock is going to be stable.
Yep.
And then it's that's part of enclosing that property or enveloping that home. And so it's really, you know, eye-opening.
Yeah.
Because you walk away saying, as a volunteer, I framed this wall. I sheetrocked this wall.
Or we did the front porch. And so we had a cut and we had to use saws.
Yes.
And like we had guidance and people mm-hmm. were really safe with us and we couldn't make the cuts until somebody was there with us. Mm-hmm. But they let us do it. They let us use the saws and like, you
Most
know,
definitely.
The electrical. And it was so exciting. Like
definitely.
It was so exciting watching it go up and mm-hmm. and I was like, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just, it is a wonderful experience and you're yeah. giving someone such a beautiful gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're helping.
Yeah, and you know, I've been with Habitat for 15 years and I can tell you that I've, you know, worked with families and then had the opportunity to see the homeowner again maybe 4 or 5 years later and to see the growth, to see the change. And I think the biggest impact is for the children.
Yeah.
Because I've been to so many graduation parties and to see the kids graduating, going off to college, you know, having that heads up that this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And just that stability of home.
And that, like, if my mom can do this, I can do this.
I can do this, definitely.
And I feel it is a teaching moment for those kids.
Definitely.
You're right. And there's something so beautiful about it. Because I've been to one of the ones when they got the keys in Hartford.
Yeah, on Charlotte yes! Street. That's where we first met. Yes.
Yes. And
yes.
I was like, this is amazing.
Yes.
And they're so thankful because yes. they have to have so many hours in the house,
right.
too.
150 hours of sweat equity for each adult. They're going through all the financial literacy classes. They're learning how to
That's
manage their money.
Huge.
Definitely huge.
That's huge.
And I think what I always want to stress is that the home is not free.
Mm-hmm.
It is a mortgage attached to
yeah.
it. It's a 0% interest mortgage, and Habitat holds the mortgage. But the reality is that when we're working with them, you know, a year before the house is complete and we're walking them through that process, that the relationship and the partnership does not end.
Right.
And that partnership is for 30 years. It's for the term of that mortgage and even beyond the term of the mortgage
yeah.
because there's such a sense of community and trust there.
Yeah. And
so it can change neighborhoods. You know, I've seen it change neighborhoods.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like it changes some how they view themselves, too, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like they take such pride in their home. And that, honestly, like you said, can change a neighborhood. Like, you know, you want your house to look great. You want to plant flowers. You mm-hmm. want to do a little, you know, whatever you want to do. But
definitely.
I think the sense of home pride is bigger than anybody understands.
Definitely.
Like,
I know, and I'll tell you, I mean, like, we have some streets where, and more in the past 8-10 years, we started to build more in scale, where we're building not just one-offs,
yeah,
but more so establishing neighborhoods, so you're having 2, 3, 4 homes. But I've seen the, you know, the competition between the homeowners and how many flowers do you have,
yes.
and I want to make sure my house is the best house on the street. But I just think it's just, you know, it is a real sea change.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and I look at some of our neighborhoods that, for instance, that dedication was on Charlotte Street, where
yep.
we had 30 homes.
Yep.
And that was more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And those homes still look good.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. That is the whole thing. And that was a tough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of blight there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
definitely.
So look at it now.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, and it's like really a catalyst to other changes that can happen. That neighborhood had, it was a factory, a Goldie factory, and now Community Solutions is doing that factory over, and they're putting in an incubator for businesses. And, you know, when I go to the events, it's like that first dedication of those 30 homes help stabilize that neighborhood,
it
and
sure
now
did.
It's paying it forward to bring economic development to that
and jobs.
And jobs.
Which I think is fantastic,
which is
too.
Great. You know, so I'm really excited to see, like it's not something new, but always, you know, always surprised and happy and wanting to celebrate that growth from 3-4 homes to a fully designed neighborhood to now economic impact.
Yeah.
And, you know, that changes. That makes complete changes throughout a city, throughout a town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're measurable. That's the point. It's very measurable. It's very tangible. And you come on site, you have that experience, and it's great to go back maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years and see that home still there and, you know, to know that you had a part in it.
I think it still excites you, and that's what's so wonderful, and that's why you've been there so long.
Definitely.
You know,
I
you get a lot back.
Yeah. I mean, I came from corporate, and I said to myself, I'm going to do this and get my kids into full-time kindergarten, full-time school. That was 15 years ago. My kids are now about to go to college, and last one is in high school.
Wow.
So I love the mission. I love what we do.
Isn't that great? Yeah. I mean, I really feel when you love what you do, it's not even a job.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's portions of it that are a job.
Yeah.
We understand that.
Yeah.
Like, especially like figuring out this, like you're the boss. Girl, you're the boss. You got to figure out this coronavirus thing. But, the interesting thing too is like you've gone into like Bristol and where else are you going? Into Windsor?
Yeah, so our plans for 2020 is that we're going to break ground in Bristol. We're building two homes on Haviland Street in Bristol, Connecticut. We're also going to be building in Bloomfield and right off of the Coventry area.
Yeah.
And then our plan is to go into the town of Windsor. We're going to be returning, and the plan is to build four homes there.
Wow.
So, on average, we're building between 10. In the past, it's been 10 to 12 new construction. We've started to do more rehabs.
Which is great.
Actually tackling blighted properties, properties that are vacant, that are, eyesores to the neighborhood.
So you're doing the fixer-upper, kind of?
We're doing the fixer-uppers. And we've done about
it.
10 of those in the past 5 years. The most recent one we completed was on Beach Road in Bloomfield.
Oh, wow.
I think the highlight of that was when we had the dedication in December, was that so many neighbors came to the dedication, and they were so happy.
Yeah.
Right? They were so happy that particular property had been vacant for more than 15 years.
Oh my gosh.
More than 15 years.
I'm sure there was things growing in there that you didn't, or living in there.
We had to displace some critters.
Some critters. it's just amazing. I think that's like such a smart idea. But I feel like going into Bristol, I mean, there are places in Bristol that really need help.
Definitely.
Definitely. And you forget, too. Like, you think about Hartford, but then the outskirts.
Oh,
yeah,
most definitely. And I think more and more, like right now, our service area is Harford County, and we're actually expanding more and doing more outside of the city of Hartford.
Yeah.
And it's really about finding those towns that want to partner.
Yes.
And like Bristol is definitely one. The door just opened up and
said,
which
is fantastic.
Come on in, Habitat. We've had some really strong partnerships. I want to say Bristol, Bloomfield, East Hartford.
Yeah.
And Windsor has been, we did our outreach and it's been green light, come back, And even Granby. Like we built.
Wow.
I know. We built a home.
You're in the country.
Yeah, we built a home in Granby in 2016 and recently had some conversations with them as well to come back.
That's so great.
I always say if there's an interest, and when we talk about affordable home ownership and affordable housing, it's needed everywhere.
It is needed everywhere.
It's needed everywhere.
Because, you are absolutely right. I had a friend, she was living under the poverty line, and she was in Avon.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that. Like, really don't understand that.
Definitely.
So it's definitely needed everywhere. So I think it's fantastic. And it's nice that like you said, other cities, other places are opening up their arms for you. Because it's hard, in Hartford, to find the properties and get the okay. And
right.
There's a lot that goes into it. People don't understand. It's like people just don't give you the property.
Oh, no. There's a lot of negotiating.
There is,
and,
right?
Massaging and making sure that everything falls into place. And, we're usually about 18 to 24 months out.
Wow.
So that's how much pre-development we're doing in advance of us actually putting.
It's a lot of negotiations.
Yeah, it's a lot of negotiation, getting a permit. Habitat is we are a general contractor.
Yeah, you are.
So, although the brand is there, at every point, we're treated just like any other home builder.
But you're not. I mean, that, I mean, you are, but you're not. I mean, I say that because I've worked with Habitat, so like I know that you're different. Let's talk about veteran support programs, because I know that there's a lot of veterans out there who need help.
Yes, definitely. So we've been doing, in conjunction with our repair programs and our rehab programs, we applied and was awarded a Repair Corps affiliate, meaning that we have passed all of the criteria to go out and do home improvement. So our veteran program is sponsored by the Home Depot Foundation.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, yes.
That's nice.
That's very
that
cool.
Has some
yes.
That has some clout behind it.
So, you know, part of their mission and drivers is to give back. And one of the core pieces is veteran support. And so basically this program is eligible to any veteran. Anyone who has served in the military, mm-hmm. regardless of branch, who's looking to have their home repaired. And it could be anything from a new roof, an exterior ramp. It can be weatherization. We actually did some insulation and a new siding project for a veteran in Enfield, Connecticut. We can go as far out as possible, as long as they're within Hartford or Tallinn County.
Yeah.
And so I think for us, it's a way to pay it forward, yeah. and it's a way to honor their service.
Of course. Like, my dad was a vet. He served. And so I think that that's so important. And it's touching, too, because,
definitely.
You know, they deserve that.
Definitely.
I feel like, you know, if you fought for our country or you served our country in any capacity, like you said, mm-hmm. any branch, mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful that you're honoring it in that way.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, one of the things I like about it is, you know, it's many times people say, oh, I'm going to have tons of people in my on my property. No, actually, this is how beautiful this grant is. We actually hire contractors to do the work. So mm-hmm. we're looking at getting in and getting out. It's yeah. not this massive 3-month long.
Right.
No. It's
no.
get in, get out, restore their home, give them back their home.
Yeah.
And keeping in line with the dignity that is already embedded in those who have served.
Yeah.
So it's very much a give back.
So is this new? Is this a new?
So we've been doing the repairs for at least 3-4 years.
Okay.
We've serviced about 35 different families.
Wow.
We usually try and make sure that, you know, my goal is I always want to max out my pot every my allocated grant.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, I need more money.
Yes.
I have more applications.
Yeah.
But this year has been, you know, really, and I just want to say kudos to the foundation, because I went to the training and they're doing even more.
Yeah.
They're actually upping the ante in terms of more funding.
Well, that's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, especially if you have Home Depot behind you. Like,
right.
That's just amazing, too.
Right.
And if you can help more veterans, why not?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
And it aligns directly with our mission of home ownership. It aligns
yeah.
with staying, you know, aging in place. It's, you know, one of the things I think about, and that's why I thought this was a great match, is because it's still focused on home ownership. It's
yes.
still, you know, maintaining that level of home ownership and giving value to that American dream of
yeah.
owning.
Yeah.
So it aligns perfectly well with the mission.
So when do you do informational meetings for people who want to apply and get a house from
yes.
Habitat?
So our next meeting will be June 4th.
Okay.
It's at Prosser Public Library in Bloomfield.
Okay.
We will be recruiting prospective homeowners for our fall 2020, as well as our spring 2021 bills.
Okay.
So those can be varied. It's all, at this point, it's all over, is between East Hartford, Windsor, Bloomfield. Where else are we looking at? And we also have some rehab properties that we've just secured, and those are scattered.
Okay.
So we're also looking at going into Manchester in the next 2 years.
That's so good.
So, you know, come on out June 4th. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock. I advise everyone to get there by 5:30. But I would advise you to make sure that you park at the other parking lot. If you go to our website, which is the better way, if you go to our website, there's complete details. So visit HartfordHabitat.org/homeownership.
Fantastic.
And all of the details are there.
So are you looking also for volunteers for projects, for, you know, helping to build?
Definitely.
Okay.
If you're interested in volunteering with our affiliate, we would love to have you. Please give us a call, 860-541-2208. And Ryan is our volunteer manager. We host volunteer recruitment fairs every other month. So just give Ryan a call. He'll give you that date.
Great.
And then we'll get you out there.
So I just want you to know that I went to our big head honcho. Stephanie is wonderful. And I was saying, I want to do an intercom build, intercom radio, mm-hmm. all of us. And she's like, yes, talk to Corrine. We'll come up with something. We'll figure out when it is. But yeah, we'd love to partner with you and really help the community, because I just feel like we need to give back.
Definitely. Maybe in the fall when yeah. we get past this.
Yes, that's it. That might be a good look. Well, let's hope this goes faster than we anticipate. I really think that it's crazy. But and we'll keep people posted too. They can go to your website
Definitely.
As well, so they know if things have changed. So
definitely HartfordHabitat.org.
Okay, so that's the way to go. And Corrine, I know as CEO, this has got to be a tough time for you, because it's just, you know, we're all in it together.
Definitely.
We are all in this whole coronavirus thing together, and how it works out, we will not know, but right. we just take it day by day.
Day by day.
I think that's what we have to do.
And hope for the best.
Yeah, and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. And you're doing such good work that I know it's going to continue, and we'll all push forward. We all will. But thank you, Corrine Moody, for coming in. Of course, Habitat for Humanity. We love what you do.
Thank you.
Keep doing
Appreciate
wonderful, it. Beautiful things. I'm Nancy Barrow, and this is the Bee to Connecticut on Hot 93.7, hot93.7.com. Have a great Sunday.